As voters prepare to attend the caucuses this evening, the media and the campaigns are preparing to tell us what the results will all mean. NPR's Ken Rudin is in Iowa, and he's been trying to find out what it means to Iowans.
There is so much we know and don't know about the Iowa presidential caucuses. The one certainty, of course, is that come Tuesday, all the attention that has been lavished on this state all these months will come to a screeching halt. But for this day at least, Iowans know this is about them.
There really is this level of freedom where you can stand up and say, I'm not going to agree with my neighbor. And there is a certain level of trust and understanding that's part of this process.
Ralph Rosenberg is a Democratic county chair who's running a precinct caucus here in Ames, a college town about 35 miles north of Des Moines. He's expecting somewhere in the range of 200 people tonight, and he says he has never seen the kind of enthusiasm and dedication that he's witnessing this year.
Yesterday, I had someone from California, a nice 55-year-old woman, door knocking on my door for Governor Dean. And an hour later, I had two young women from North Carolina door knocking on my door for Senator Edwards. And then an hour later, although I was gone, someone was door knocking for Clark and gave my teenager Jacob a Clark bar. But I don't recall that level of organizing.
But the organizing is clearly not reaching everyone. At the Hy-Vee supermarket in Ames, Dale Davis was there grocery shopping with her daughter. She doesn't hide her anger towards President Bush, and she's very critical of the cutbacks she's seen with the federal budget. But she may be too discouraged to participate tonight.
The guys that's running now, I don't pay too much attention to them anymore because to me it's just a lot of whack-whack talk, and they don't live up to their word. I think they should stick to it. And a lot of times they say things that they just try to get the votes to get to win, you know.
Compared to a primary, a caucus has many inconveniences. In a caucus, you show up on a cold evening and stay for up to 2 hours to talk and argue and cajole your neighbors about which candidate you like best and why. But that's fine with Iowa State University professor Stephen Schmidt, who's known in these parts as Dr. Politics. Schmidt, who treasures the caucuses, likens the more conventional way of voting to eating at McDonald's.
I like an occasional hamburger. But if you want to sit down to a three-course meal and have a bottle of wine with it, the Iowa caucuses are that, and that's too much for most people.
Chris Moorman is a Democratic activist and local precinct chair in Ames, and she says there's no telling what's going to happen tonight based on what went on 4 years ago.
Someone brought up a resolution that was anti-ethanol, and you could hear it in the room. People were like, what? We debated it for 15 minutes. That's what we do here.
But not everyone enjoys this once-in-every-4-years event. Troy Kelzer doesn't necessarily have anything against the caucuses, but he'll be happy when they're over. Kelzer is a letter carrier here in Ames, and thus he finds that his hours are longer, his mail pouch way heavier, and his back more painful than usual. In addition, the people on his route blame him for all the excess mail he brings.
Yes, the customers will say, what are you bringing me today? Or they'll say, let's put this in the round file right away when we hand the mail to them.
Certainly they know it's not his fault.
But they give us a hard time anyhow, because we have to deliver it.
After tonight, we'll leave Iowa. Maybe the candidate who wins here will go on and win the nomination. Or maybe the boost he gets ends once he gets to New Hampshire. Pretty soon, perhaps, we'll know what it all means. But then pretty soon it'll be 2008 when we'll have to figure it out all over again. Ken Rudin, NPR News, Ames, Iowa.